Unemployment for African-American men in Milwaukee may be close to 50%. The jobless rate for black women in the city is also in the double digits. The governor's task force on minority unemployment has started hearing ideas on what to do to connect more people with available jobs. James Nelson of Career Youth Development in Milwaukee says the state needs to stop limiting the job prospects of people who committed minor law violations maybe many years ago.
When you give opportunity to people, automatically that increases people engaging in the employment process. So yes, I think that would have a major effect because more people would now have a chance. It's just common sense. It's not rocket science, you know.
Giving a break to those in legal scrapes long ago doesn't seem to be a high priority for Republican Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who co-chairs the task force. Clayfish also doesn't promise any new state spending for training or other jobs programs.
But at the end of the day, we're not necessarily hearing in that room or elsewhere that this is a problem solved by more money, more money. This may be a problem that is solved by better communication and better utilizing the resources that we have.
While some companies in Milwaukee's mostly white suburbs are helping their inner-city workers get to jobs, the task force also heard stories of some manufacturers wanting nothing to do with minorities and of transportation vehicles sitting unused due to lack of funding. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.